Yeah.
Do you have some more for us?
Huh?
Do you have any more?
Oh, no, this is somebody. This is Terrence Frost.
Okay. Yes, sir.
You see the charts.
Yes. Mr. Frost?
Yes.
Just one second, sir. Mr. Johnson will be serving as the hearing lead, so just give us a second.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Good. So you're appointed for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today, okay? You have the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, our board chair, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. You have the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse, and my name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as the lead for your hearing today, sir. Also with us, sir, representative of the Department of Corrections, as well as the parole office, is Mr. Turner. So prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Excuse me, can you say that again, please?
Prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. On that form, sir, you are also notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or hire a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I guess I'm representing myself.
Okay. So, sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay, so your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have three allegations listed on your warrant, Mr. Frost. I am going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read those allegations to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, the first allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about October 20th, 2017, per the task DCMS lab report dated November 13th, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. The next allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 12C, as demonstrated by your failure to participate in successfully completed pre-rate 90-day behavior modification program on or about October 26, 2017. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true.
Okay, thank you. And sir, the final allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at V-Rate Recovery Housing, located at 2601 West Elm Street, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about October 26, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, then based on the admission of Mr. Frost, I'm going to find that he was delinquent, as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapses about to lapse into criminal rage or company.
Second, rules agreed.
The motion by myself, Mr. Johnson, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, and Dr. Wright. So give me 1 minute, we're going to go into phase two. I'm just going to do a little writing, if you just hold on 1 minute.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board's going to make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two. We first give us the conditional information from Mr. Turner. Then we're going to go over some information with you and then give you the opportunity, sir, to present any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Turner.
All right, Mr. Frost was released from ADC custody on 7-10-2017. He was arrested on 3/7/2018 by Lakewood PD in Colorado. New charges of misdemeanor, resisting arrest. He was returned to ADC custody on 3/27/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 10/18/2018 with 132 absconders. Current conviction, 2013, burglary in the third degree, 5 years. Prior convictions, 2008, commitment eight, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2008, resisting arrest, 1 year. Also in 2008, marijuana violation, 1 year. 2009, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2011, dangerous drug violation, 1 year, 6 months. This is his fourth term in ADC. He has a CUIR score of 3.3. Mental health score is a 2. Substance abuse score is a 3. There's no STG information noted. Prior terms of supervision. 2008, TIS release, arrested on new felony, possession of dangerous drugs, revoked by the BOEC. 2009, TIS release, completed 4 months. 2011, TIS release, absconded for 50 days, reached CSED prior to seeing the BOEC. Disciplinary is moderate for drugs noted. Other arrest. 2005, marijuana violation, Arizona, juvenile probation. Also in 2005, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2013, criminal damage in Arizona, outcome is unknown. Currently has a GB score of G7, V8. Status of charges. The charges of resisting arrest, he was sentenced on 3/18/18 for 17 days in county jail, completed that on 3/17/18.
Assistance located at 1841 West Fairmont Avenue in Phoenix. And then it looks like on July 11th, you were transferred to Reborn, other facility located at 2546 West Orangewood in Phoenix. Then on August 10th, you were discharged from the program due to drug use. Then on August 14th, per the Bureau of Course, you were admitted to the Salvation Army Rehab Center located at 15 Pima Street in Phoenix. Then on October 12th, you were discharged from the program for violating program rules instead of staying and dealing with the disciplinary. You left and reported to the Sacramento Parole Office on the same day. At that time, you were placed at Viva Recovery House located at 2020. And then you left the proxy on October 26th, and you just never returned to the day. Is that right, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you didn't have any verifiable employment at that time, did you?
No.
Okay. So, sir, why did you leave the Freeway?
Drugs, sir.
Did you just relapse and start back to using drugs?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well. You didn't want to complete any of those programs? How did you just relapse and start back using drugs, sir?
I did want to, but I was scared to go back and get rearrested and end up where I'm at now.
Well, the PO had been working with you, sir, up until that point, until you absconded. So the PO was working with you. You've been in three different programs that you left, and the PO still put you in another program and continued to work with you. Why did you just leave the property and not return?
Just for the simple fact that, you know, I've been on parole so many times and been arrested so many times for drugs. I had felt like, you know, that was my last straw, and I was afraid and intimidated that I would end up back where I'm at now.
All right, well, how did you wind up in Lakewood, Colorado?
That's why I had fears for my arrest and then for drugs, and then ended up running because I was scared that I would end up back where I'm at now, so I just ran.
So what were you doing in Lakewood, Colorado when you got arrested?
I was homeless, actually.
And so how did you come in contact with law enforcement there, sir?
Jaywalking, believe me or not.
So you were jaywalking, and that's how you had arrested, so did you just go to Lakewood and just hope to not have any contact with law enforcement, or did you have relatives there, or what?
Yeah, actually, I got relatives out in Denver, Colorado. I was born there.
Oh, okay. All right, that makes sense then. So what were you doing? You were gone for 132 days. What were you doing during that period of time, sir?
I was in and out under the table work, wasn't working, ended up relapsing more and more, continued to use drugs and just became homeless. And eventually I got rescued by Lakewood PD. God's honest truth, now I'm back here. I've been sober since then, and that's that.
Doing any programming since you've been incarcerated, sir, to try to rehabilitate yourself to make sure you are stronger to stay off drugs?
Just God. I go to church. I'm in positive services. That's about it, sir. I haven't had any real advantage going to any AA or NA yet here at this yard, sir.
So are you going to try to attend some of those programs?
Believe me, yes, sir. I probably feel like I won't be getting out. So yeah, if I'm still here, I'm gonna try my hardest to stay pushing for a statement over life. Yeah, of course.
All right, Mr. Frost, I'm gonna see if the board has any additional questions for you, sir. Seeing no questions coming from the board, sir. Is there anything else as we come up on a conclusion from your hearing, Mr. Frost? Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board without repeating yourself, sir?
All of those mistakes that I have made were all due to drug use. I do apologize to myself first and foremost. And I apologize to the state that I'm in. But other than that, you know, it's all because of drug use, and I was afraid to get arrested. That's why I absconded. I don't belong here in prison. I served my time, and it's just drugs is my problem, man, and that's all I like to say.
Okay, so the board's going to go into discussion. While the board's in discussion, I am going to ask you to stay on the phone. However, I need you to remain silent while the board's in discussion. It may appear as though we're talking to you, but we're going to be talking amongst ourselves. We will then make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate you in community supervision, and we will get back to you with the results of the board's decision. However, you will be able to hear the discussion going on with the board during that time, okay? Okay, the board is now into discussion. I think that, I think Mr. Frost is being very honest with us as he's talking to us at this point in time. And it does appear that Mr. Frost does want to turn his life around and knows the mistakes that he's made and knows that it was the drugs that actually he kept relapsing, which kept getting him in trouble. And he had the opportunity to go on a 4 different programs. I think he was in the rehab assistance program twice at 2 different locations. He left there, went into the Salvation Army, left the Salvation Army Rehabilitation Center, and went into Vigre. And during that time, he continued to relapse on drugs, and subsequently, he left the Salvation Army and absconded for 132 days, at which time he said he went to Lakewood, Colorado without the permission of his parole officer. He went there because he knew that he had a warrant out, and so he went to Lakewood where he had family, and subsequently he was arrested for jaywalking in Lakewood, California. That he does want to get his life together, and I think he is being honest, and I would hope that he's being honest and really ready to turn that corner. But I think that while he's incarcerated, he's there until October 2018. I think if he takes that time that he has left, go to NA, AA, get involved in some rehab program, and do some programming while he's incarcerated, that will serve him well, that he'll be a much stronger person, that when he's released, that he won't get involved in any more negative contact with law enforcement. And hopefully he'll live a positive life after that out there as a productive citizen. So because of those reasons, because he has previously been arrested and absconded, although he did complete his community supervision at one point, but he's also absconded and been arrested on new charges on 2 other times, I think it would be best for Mr. Frost to continue his time that he has now in the Department of Corrections, and that's my opinion. I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. If you have any other comments coming from the colleagues, then I am going to make a motion to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Foss at this time.
Second.
Agreed.
Second by Mrs. Rittenhouse. Agreed by Dr. Riley. Agreed by Mr. Neal. And agreed by Mr. Quinones. Mr. Foss?
Yes, sir.
Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on October 18th of 2018, sir. I would hope that while you're incarcerated, sir, continue to stay off the drugs, get involved in NA or AA, any program that you can take while you're there and you're not on drugs, so that when you are released, you won't be on any community supervision, and you won't be on parole, sir. You won't have to report to a parole officer. And hopefully you can stay clean and be strong enough when you get out that you won't have any more negative contacts with law enforcement. Mr. Foss, I want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for appearing before this board. However, that's going to conclude your hearing at this time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.